This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so good evening, welcome. So tonight's halacha topic is a very interesting one, vegetarianism in halacha. It's going to be a two-part halacha shir. Tonight is vegetarianism in halacha, and Emes Hashem next week will be vegetarianism in hashkofa. They're two different things. And tonight we'll just explore, is it okay for a person not to eat meat? Is it okay for a Jewish person who is adhering to halacha not to eat meat? It could be related next week's, it's related to next week's parasha, Miyachilenu Basar and Bahalosucha. But it's perhaps related to this week, is on the back of a three-day Yom Tov. Perhaps someone wondering, did I need to have meat? The boys I teach in Beis HaMedrash, in the base, for them it's not a question, they don't understand the question. Six meaty meals is absolutely in order. but for others, you know, is it okay not to eat meat? What about Shabbos? What about Yom Tov? Is there a difference? So let's explore this interesting topic, vegetarianism in halacha. The starting point is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes Amid Aleph. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Ton Rabbonon, Chayev Adam Lesameach Bonov B'nei Beisoy B'regel. A man is obligated to help his children, his family, rejoice on Yom Tov. Shenema V'somachto B'chagecho. Says the Gemara, B'mem Esamchom, how are you Mesameach them? B'yayin, with wine. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anoshim B'roi Lohem, V'noshim B'roi Lohem. Everyone's different. Men and women are different. Anoshim b'roi lohem b'yayin. Men, what gets them b'simcha is wine. V'noshim b'mai, how are you mesameach the women on b'regel, on Yom Tov? Toni Rav Yosef, b'bovel, in Bovel, which was more of an affluent society, b'bigdei tzivoinin, with colored garments, with fancy dresses. Be'eretz Yisrael, b'bigdei pishton, muguhotzin, with pressed linen clothes, more inferior, cheaper clothes. Tanya, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Bizman shebeis hamigdosh kaim, when there was a beis hamigdosh, ein simcha ele b'bosor. Then there was the real simcha was through the meat. Shneimer v'zavachto shlomim v'ochalto sham v'samachto lifnei Hashem lokecho. So therefore, what generated the simcha was the carbon shlomim. V'achshav she'en beis hamigdosh kaim ein simcha ele b'yayin shneimer v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. That is the Gemara in Pesachim. That nowadays there's no beis hamigdosh ein simcha ele b'yayin. As per the pasuk, Yain Yisamach Levav Enosh. Now, interestingly, the Rambam, when he codifies this halacha, in Hilchas Yom Tov Perek Vav, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com and I'll send you the handout. The Rambam in Perek Vav, Yud Zayin, in Hilchas Yom Tov says, Chayev Odom Liyos Bohen Sameach V'Toyv Lev. Who of one of Ishtar B'nei Beisiv V'chol HaNilvim Olav? A person should be in a state of simcha the whole of Yom Tov. Not an easy mitzvah. You can't just press the button. You've got to work on it and to be besimcha on Yom Tov. But not just the man of the house, everybody in the house. Afal pi shahasimcha hamur kan hi karban shlomim. Even though the simcha that is referred to in v'somachto b'chagecho is referring to the karban shlomim. K'mo shalom varim b'hilchas chagiga. Yesh bichlal eis simcha lismaya chul bonov b'nei veisei kol echot v'echot k'roi lo. Part of that simcha is to cause everyone else, one's wife, children, family, to also be besimcha. Now, here's the interesting thing. Says the Rambam in Halacha Yud Ches, Ketzat, how are you mesameach them? Haktanim noisin lohem kloyos ve'egoizim in McDonald's. Children, you buy for them kloyos, egoizim in McDonald's. You buy nuts and things like that. So, you know, that was back in the day. Nowadays, I go off to Kosher Kingdom or wherever K's, and each kid gets a nush bag. I don't think nuts will do it for my kids, but you have to buy whatever you got to buy, you know, the contemporary nush.
Pick and mix.
Pick and mix, right. Women, one buys jewelry and dresses, clothes, according to one's financial means. And again, we once gave shir on it, whether you can buy other things, for example, shoes, or for example, other, you know, according to your financial means. That's how you mesameach one's wife. And when it comes to men, very straightforward, meat and wine. True simcha is generated through basa and yayin. Now, this is a bit perplexing. The Beis Yosef asked the question, where does the Rambam get this from? Because we just concluded in the Gemara in Pesachim that Ein Simcha Ela Bebosa is referring to the Karban Shlomim. But now, She'ein Beis HaMikdashkayim, Ein Simcha Ela Beyayin. So why does the Rambam, who's writing for nowadays, why does the Rambam say Ein Simcha Ela Bebosa or Ein Simcha Ela Beyayin? Why does he include Bosa? Says the Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim Simen Tov Kuf Choftes, V'yesh Litmoy Ala Rambam. Lomo Hitzrich She'yoch Lebosa V'yishtu Yayin. Why does he mention both? To have a brisa in the above brisa I mentioned, Katani de Bizman Hazer, Ein Simchel Beyayin, Umashma de Beyayin Sagi Bele Boso. It's sufficient just to drink wine to generate the Simcha. So that's the question the Beis Yosef asks on the Rambam. The Bach, a few hundred years later, I mean in the 1600s, he addresses this question of the Beis Yosef. Kosov HaRambam, Chai Vodam, etc. Hikshah Beis Yosef, Loma Hitzrich HaRambam, Sheikh Lebosso, Vishdi Yayin Atkan. Veneer, and he answers. Basically, he says that the Rambam is following a different Gemara. There is a Gemara in Chulin Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, which suggests that even nowadays there is a possibility of eating meat which will generate the Simcha. Okay, now, so how does the Rambam, or how does the Bach explain the Gemara in Pesachim? The Gemara in Pesachim says very clearly, you do not need to eat meat, only wine. So if you look at the second paragraph, the last paragraph on the page, V'hachta arvi Pesachim, Hachi Perusha, this is Pshat in the Gemara we started with. Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Ika Simcha Bebosa Shlomim. When there was a temple, the main Simcha was with Bosa Shlomim, Kadichsiv Krov Zavachta Shlomim, Ika Tarte Simcha. Because there are two means of Simcha. Chada Simcha Sabos Shlomim Lashem. One is the spiritual Simcha generated by eating karbonis, eating the meat of the Shlomim. And idach, the second one is simchas achilas bosa, just the regular joy of eating meat. Masha'ein kein b'yayin delek elachada. When it comes to wine, there's only level one simcha, not level one and two. Elachada simcha. Avel achshav, but nowadays, she'ein beis hamigdash kayim, ein ikas simcha ele b'yayin. Nowadays, says the Bach, explaining the Gemara in Pesachim, that the only simcha is through wine, kadichsiv kra, v'yayin yisamach levavenesh. Avel bosa ein ikas simcha. But when it comes to meat, that's not the ikka simcha nowadays. We don't find a pasuk saying there's simcha when it comes to meat, which is not involving karbonus, etc., etc. So that's the explanation of the Bach in answer to the Beis Yosef's question on the Rambam. What is the halacha? What is the practice nowadays? Is it acceptable to eat milchik on Shabbos? I know of a person, a Choshev Rav, who on Seder night, he is milky. Can you imagine? He cheese with his matzah. I don't know if he has it with the matzah, I don't know. But he would have milchik. I mean, is that acceptable? So take a look at the Bir Halacha. This is the Chofetz Chaim writing in Bir Halacha. Simen Tov Kuf Choftes, Dibar Maskel Ketz and Mesamchon. Says the Bir Halacha, V'hanoshim bizman shebeis hamigdash hayakayim, hayoichim boso ha-shlomim, l'simcha. Like we said, because it says v'zavachta shlomim v'achalta shlom. V'achshav says the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha. V'achshav she'ein beis hamikdash kayim ein yoytzin de chov asimcha ele b'yayin. Nowadays, what generates simcha is wine. Shenema v'yayin yisamach levavenosh. Avul bosa ein chov lechol achshav. There is no obligation to eat meat nowadays. Kiven she'ein lo bosa shlomim, because the meat we're eating is not shlomim, is not karbonus. There is still a mitzvah to eat meat, because after all, it does say there is a mitzvah of simcha, and it generates some level of simcha. And the Mishnah and the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch, he follows his opinion in the Beis Yosef, which we mentioned, that just wine is what generates simcha. Etc. There's a pasuk for yain, and that's it. Now, just a few points on this. So this Bir Halacha says there is no obligation, even on Yom Tov, to eat meat. There is a mitzvah, but no obligation. The Piskei Tshuva adds a few things. First of all, he says that's not unanimous. There are poskim who say that, according to the Rambam, even Bizman Hazeh, there is a chayv to eat basa, to eat meat. And interestingly, you may have been wondering, what type of meat? Does chicken count? So he says, V'davka basa behema. And if a person can't tolerate heavy meat red meat or whatever it may be, and he wants to have lighter meat, for example, chicken, or if for health reasons it's easier or better for him to do that, that would be acceptable. But preferably one should have proper meat, bosa behema. And how much you actually have to have. It doesn't have to be a huge amount. Kazayis is not a huge amount. Imagine a small little piece of meat the size of, a matchbox or a smaller roglach or something like that. It doesn't have to be a large amount. And some say slightly bigger, a kabetza. Now, continues the Piskei Tshuvas, Umina Torah enu yetzi de mitzvah simcha el mebosa v'yayin. When it comes to oneg, which is a din and yontif, which is not simcha, there's oneg Shabbos, not simcha. V'davka simcha sheyesh ba'avodas hayotze. What sort of simcha are we talking about? Something which is of a spiritual nature, part of avodas Hashem. But simcha, which is just to sort of fill your own stomach and just levity and without any spiritual content, that's not considered real simcha. So what emerges in part one of vegetarianism in halacha is that according to most poskim nowadays, there is no halachic obligation to eat meat. When the Mitzvah Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, will come, that's a different story. But nowadays, there is no obligation to eat meat, certainly not on Shabbos, when there is a mitzvah to enjoy Oneg Shabbos. And it's not a mitzvah of Simcha, but a mitzvah of Oneg. And even not on Yom Tov, when there is a mitzvah of Simcha. There is no chiyuv to eat meat, there is a mitzvah to eat meat, but there is no obligation to eat meat. Okay, and that's the end of part one. Mitzvah Shem in part two, we'll discuss the hashkofa involved. Is it acceptable to be a vegetarian or vegan? On what grounds? It's become quite a popular phenomenon in recent times. So, Mr. Hashem, that we will explore next week. Mr. Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.